Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 3 online courses on Udemy.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches need to be careful about doing spell work for others. Someone I know, Alicia, wanted to do a healing spell for someone else, and we started to have a conversation, and certain details came to light. Alicia was talking about how her friend was doing spell work in a negative way. I warned Alicia that when you do spell work for someone else, you develop a karmic link. And now I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, watch out for the karmic link. When I'm talking about karma, I'm talking about how your actions in this life affect your reincarnation in the next. If you get associated with people doing bad actions in this life, it can cause you bad karma in the next. And it can even cause bad karma in this life. You have to be very careful about who you do spell work for. And now our second insight. Ask permission. You need to ask permission before you do spell work for someone. Often our first perceptions can be off. We may not know the whole story behind what's really going on. It may be necessary for the person to work through karma from their previous life. For example, if someone's having a tough time with drug abuse and you want to do a spell to help them get out of it, it may be necessary for them to hit bottom and to come to a realization about the problems that they've made in their life. There's so many factors that it's hard to know the whole story. And then on a foundational level, we don't do something to someone without their permission. Even on a simple level, you ask about people's preferences. Do they like chocolate ice cream or strawberry ice cream, for example? One speaker talked about chicken soup and tomato soup. You may find chicken soup to be comforting, but it's possible that the other person doesn't like chicken soup at all. So it doesn't matter how many bowls of chicken soup you offer. You offer no comfort to that person. In fact, it can become annoying. So remember to ask for permission. And now our third insight. Ask the goddess for insights to the hidden factors. If you're considering doing spell work and you've asked for permission and have received it, it might be another good thing to ask the goddess for hidden insights and factors. You can use meditation. Another way is you can use your tarot or other divinatory practices. With all of this, you must be careful. Magic and spell work are sacred, and done correctly, they can be very powerful. The problem is, you can also go wrong. So take care with your spell work. And now, let's pull this all together. You must be careful about doing spell work for others. Any spell work you do creates a karmic link between you two. It's hard enough to live your best life, but getting karmically linked and caught up with someone else's life can make it worse. Also, you must ask for permission. Because of all the hidden factors, it is wise to consult the goddess for the hidden insights. And now I will summarize. The first insight is, watch out for the karmic link. And the second insight is, ask permission. And number 3, ask the goddess for insights to the hidden factors. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and just recently, my 11th anniversary edition of my book, Hidden Children of the Goddess, is now available on audible.com. And to go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can go to my websites, goddesshasyourback.com and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 3 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. The second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. And the third one is Beyond the Law of Attraction to Real Magic. May all these help your journey. Blessed be.